Gary Harvey's with us now. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. On a heavy 10, but there was never any doubt about them racing. They're always going to be able to race after there was no rain at all yesterday and plenty of sunshine. Small fields. I think there's, you know, at least one good thing. And as I look out my window, and I only live half an hour from Cessnock Track, there's some heavy clouds building up from down south. The Weather Bureau, I think, last night was just saying there's a high chance of some showers in the afternoon. But hopefully we'll get through the day all right. But there is good rain expected again in the Newcastle Lower Hunter area, mate, late in the week. And we've got a lot of meetings coming up. We've got Gosford on Friday, we've got Newcastle Saturday, and we've got Muswellbrook Sunday. So we could certainly do without that, that rain that is forecast.
Yeah, and up in the north of the state too.
Mate, well, I lived in Willembar for 2 years. As you know, I was the race caller there, as well as playing footy and coaching. And we had two floods 1 year. I think it was 74 or 75. Mate, when it rains up there, do you cop it? One night, I think we had 12 inches or something through the night at Mwillimbah in one of those floods. But I feel sorry for him because it floods nearly every year, Lismore Casino, Mwillimbah, all those places. But, you know, it's sad that they get, you know, so much rain. But and they've got to keep moving furniture, moving things. It's tough. I wouldn't like to be living there full time.
No, not at all. And you feel for the I mean, the tracks have copped a hammering previously.
Tracks, yeah. Lismore track last time. God, it took ages, didn't it, to open again. Same with the Greyhound track there. And Mwillimbah, they've had heaps of problems because of the rain. How many meetings have Ballina had called off? Just, you know, terribly bad luck for them there as well. But unfortunately, that's what happens. That's nature.
It is. Now, the first today, we got a 900-metre maiden, full field. Now, one Biscuit Time, 270. Two Kenny Win, 310. Five Superlight, 310. Three Uncle Sam, 12. Four Nevaeh is 16. And six Zazanga Zoo is $23.
Yeah, only six runners. There's only three chances. I think today's his day, Biscuit Time. Chris Lees has got his number one. He's part-owned by our golfing legend, Jack Newton, and his rugby league playing son, Clint, and a number of others. He's a time thief. He's got a ton of speed. He's had four starts. I backed him after a really couple of really good trials on the Burt Scone back in November, and he led on a good track, and the horse of Matty Smith's My Mahia was just a bit too good for him, run him down. Then he went to the Beaumont track, and he disappointed, sat outside the leader, went to the paddock. Oh, no, he had a freshen up 33 days. And on a soft track at Taree on January 5, he was very unlucky on the wet track there. He got checked at the start. He was off heels at the 650, hung out, off heels again at the 600, got beat 1.8 and probably should have won. He's had one run since, finished down the track at Gosford way back in January. But his last trial was a good one. Now, the young Irish lass, Louise Day, who rides very good, lovely young lady. She's with Chris Lees. She'll claim four. That'll mean he'll have 55. He's a bold front runner. 900 suits him. And he blitzed him in a recent trial at Gosford. He flew out of the barrier. Louise rode him. He led, bowled along freely in front. Just held together to the line. He won by more than three lengths. The 900's his go. Good run on a soft track. I'm hoping he'll handle the heavy. And the blinkers come off today. So he'll do me. Two Kenny Wins going really good. He's on a quick backup. He ran at Cessnock only last week when he ran second to Two Hearts, beaten three quarters of a length. He's run four placings in his last five starts. He's the main threat. Number five, Superlight. It's run second and third its last two at Taree. It's got good speed as well. Didn't you beat six lengths one day on a soft track? It's only run on a wet track. So the jury's out there. And number three, the other one, Uncle Sam. 1, 2, 5, and 3.
All right. The second event, we pull out number one, Navio Mist. 3, Sirius Star. 4, Denman Dreaming. 7, Bar Hill. 8, Cafe Bell. 10, Time for Three. 5, Snipex a Bar is $2.35. Number 6, Sweep Reply, $4. 9, What a Party, $4. 2, Settlers, $4.20. Not much between these market-wise, Gary.
No, well, originally, I tipped Navio Mist, Chris Lees's. It was scratched. Then I thought Serious Star would win, and it's a late-scratching Serious Star. Number three, it wasn't out at 7.30. It's a late-scratching, so we're only left with four. I think Rachel Murray's only got one ride today.
Yeah.
And I think it'll win two now with only the four runners. Snipex Abar, number five, has got terrific speed. The 900 metres suits ideally. Jeff O'Brien's got the horse up there at Crindai. It led all the way to win at Musselbrook on a soft six on April 13. Greg Ryan rode it that day, and he rode it again at Dubbo the other day when it got beat five lengths on the good track. But it'll hit the ground and run. It's had a win and a placing on a soft track. So I'm guessing it'll handle the wet track okay. The second in the race, go down to number nine. Got a lot of speed also. What a Party, run second at the non-tab at Binaway, the end of April, then run fourth at Musselbrook, well beaten the other day. But on that heavy eight at Musselbrook, the winner's got 10 lengths on the horses in this race. Mon Ami, he's a very smart horse. So I got it in for second, What a Party. I think it's been placed at Cessnock. Yep, it has. For third in the race, number two, Settlers, backing up from a heavy 10 at Musselbrook, got beat a long way, nine lengths on Friday at $31. A lot easier race today, but he got beat 20 lengths to start before, but I've had to throw him in. There's only four runners, and I think he'll beat the other horse. So I'll put him in. He didn't have a rider, but Robert Thompson will ride him now, number two, Settlers, and number six, Swift Reply, the other one for Peter Cheers. Only the four runners. 5, 9, 2, and 4.
And you're right, Rachel Murray, under the one ride. She won the Gulgong Cup on Desert Marshall on the weekend.
I saw that, yeah. For her good friend Joan Clement.
Yeah, they team up very regularly and very successfully. Now, the third there today, we take out number 8, Secret Mistress. 11, What a Sister, is 2.30. 4, Sandwedge, 3.90. 5, Chastity Strikes, 6.50. 7, Lucky Starlet, 7.50. 10, Tavisky, 9.50. 6, Divine Nature, 18. 1, Bohemian Tiger, 21. 2, Have a Go Charlie, 21. 3, Sagan Star, 34. And 9, Stylish Charlene, $41.
I know Sandwedge has been costly, but I know he can handle a heavy track, and I reckon this could be his day. 14 starts, 5 placings. Paul Perry's got him. He's a Fox Wedge. He's run 2 placings on heavy and 1 on soft. And after a 56-day freshen up, he hit the line really good at Tamworth the other day in a 1,400 behind Mansab to run third, beaten 2 lengths. The South African boy will ride him, Keegan Latham. He rode him up there. I think that was his first ride on him. And this just could be his race. Coming back from 1,400 to 1,350, but it'll be like a 1,500 on the heavy 10 there today. I put the favourite in for second. Chris Lees is also What a Sister. She's a Snippetson. They love the wet. She had one run on a heavy for a second at Musselbrook. 3 weeks ago, got beat a neck by a hell of a girl. It wasn't an over-strong race. Don't worry about that. But it did run second in her second race start. Luke Cumberland, the rider. He rode her up there, Luke. He's having a bit of success. I thought it was a danger. Number six, Divine Nature. This troll good. He's had one run. David Atkins has got him. David's flying. He won a treble a few weeks back at Taree. He landed a treble at the last Saturday Newcastle meeting. And then he won a race somewhere the other day too. So Dave's team's flying. This horse is by Casino Prince. They love the going. He's never been on wet. He's won 2 recent trials, one at Newcastle on the 10th of May, and the one at Wyong is the one I had to look at on the 22nd of May. He sat outside the leader, and he beat Casella, who's ready to win a race for young Benny Hill. I nearly put him on top, but I've ended up putting him in for third because I'm not that sure of the strength of the trial. Chastity Strikes, another one at Chris Lee's. It's my fourth pick, 4.11.65.
All right, we go to the fourth, Class 2, pull our 1 Sheeler Eyes, 2 Bended Like Benny, and 7 Kate's Pearl. Now, 5 No Effort Needed, 2.30, 3 Swinger Hinch, $3, 6 Invicta, 3.30, then out to 8 Miss Umar at 15, 4 Big Don, 18, 9 Clippers, 31, and 10 Goss River Fever, 51.
This is a good race. There's 3 standout chances in the race, 5, 6, and 3. I'm going with No Effort Needed. He's had one run on heavy for a win. He loves the Cessnock track. 3 starts, a win in 2 seconds. Jason Deemer's got him, and Chad Lever rides him. Chad's rode him his last three runs. Now, he led all the way to win at Taree in a on a good four over the mile. He drew wide and Chad took him to the lead. And the other day at Cessnock, he drew wide and Chad decided to go back on him. And he was second last from the wide barrier early, last at the 900. But he, Chad stuck to the rail and he got a lovely run up right along the fence. He never went round a horse. Looked the winner halfway down the straight. And Fast Quest, a roughie, nailed him and beat him half a length. He's got a good barrier today. I don't, or she has. It's a filly. I don't think she'll get as far back. I think she's a one to beat, but it's very good race. Six Invictus Rum is a beauty at Taree. Got a mile back, made up a ton of ground. Flew home to just get beat. Rails barrier today, I think it'll be a lot closer. Robert Thompson had his first feel on the three-year-old at Taree. He's riding him today, and he is a big hope. He's never run on a heavy. He's had three runs on soft and never run a place, which could be a worry. But one day he was only beaten four lengths on a soft at Gosford. Put him in for second, and the horse of Grand Allarge goes all right too. He can be a bit green, swing a hinch. Josh Adams is riding him. He's on tonight on with Ray Thomas. On.
Yeah, one-on-one.
One-on-one, yeah. Yeah, they say it's terrific. I'll be watching that tonight when I get home.
Yep.
On Sky 528 it is, Channel 528, Thoroughbred Central. Swing a hinch. Grant's taken the blinkers off him today. He's had a recent trial after a five-week break. He won well at Crindy. He beat a weak field up there, but he won well. He was just beaten at Port Macquarie before that. But in the trial, Oxford Park run the trial. It goes good, that horse of Kim Wars. It led all the way and beat Bastia, one of Chris Lee's. It goes pretty good. This fella, he chased the winner all the way, and he only just got beat in the trial. He run third. Well, he got beat a bit over a length. He's a big hope in a race like this. And number eight, best of the others, 5, 6, 3, and 8.
All right, now one, My Boy Benny, 2, Smart Ali, and 5, Suleimani is out of the fifth. 3, Surveys Legacy, $1.95. 7, Dark Elixir, $4.80. Number 8, Mania Toto, 5. 14, Trojan Grey at 10. 10, Explosive Prince, 11. 12, Tribuna, 15. 9, Diamond White, 34. 4, Canby Playful, 41. 13, Tivoclesia, 51. 6, Queens Ready, 61. And 11, Moray Miss. And number 15, Our Compass Rose Bay, the 101.
He's my bet of the day, the favourite. I know he's $1.95. He wasn't going to be until the scratchings, and I was still going to make him the bet of the day with the others in. Surveys Legacies, he's now her name, and she's with a good young trainer. He's only got a few horses, Joe Hopkins at Newcastle. He trains that smart sprinter, mate. Got under his run, second at Newcastle Newmarket. Jeff Penz is riding today, and the horse has been knocking on the door. 11 starts for 6 wins she's had. Her best run was the last run. First up from a spell, she got beat a length at Newcastle on a good four by a horse called Live to Dream, who went to Kembla and won last Saturday, just to compliment the form. This mare loves to lead. She led that day, and down the long straight, over 1,200, she was nailed late. She was 3 lengths in front of the straight. But she ran second one day at Tuncurry. She ran third on the Beaumont track, beaten 3/4 of a length again. She's been placed on a soft track. I'm gambling on her, handling the going. Jeff Penn's at a ride. She'll go forward, probably lead. Thought she was the bet of the day. Number 8 for second, Mania Toto for Alan Denham and Robert Thompson. Alan coming off. He produced 2 horses that on the heavy 10 at Hawkesbury Sunday. I worked there. We tipped them both. One was $2.50, the other one was $1.80, and they both annihilated their opposition, Phuket and the Kiwi horse. Was his name My Empire? Something like that. He's as big as a pony, but, oh, gee, can gallop. And their 2 horses going places. They'll win midweeks in town without doubt. But this fella, Maniyoto, she's not up to their class, but she could definitely run a place here in the small field. After her first up, 5 lengths fourth at Musselbrook on a very heavy track in a good race beyond Musical Query and Miss Fisher back on the 23rd of May. Number 10, best of the others. 3 the best, 8, 7 and 10.
All right, now race 6, this is a class 1. Pull out number 3, Loza, 4, Ironheart, 10, Loanna Lass and 11, Jackknife. 2, Yarra Power is a $2.40 pop. 5, Ondo Passa is $3.90. 1, Christmas Cheer, $5.50. Number 6, Buddy Honest, $8. 7, Ajita, $11. Number 8, Flight Risk is $11. 9, Penny Ella, $11. And 12, Artistic License, $14.
I like Yarra Power. He's going to get a lovely run for the barrier. No claim, Gibbo will ride him. He's got very good provincial form too. He looks a winner to me. He's part owned by Harry Mitchell from Yarraman Park, and Harry will be listening. They've got Hinchinbrook, of course, up there with I'm Invincible at the stud. How good are they going?
Yeah.
And, Harry's a part owner with Wall Power. Now, Wall's got a lot of horses with Chris Lees in the Power Thoroughbred's name. And on Saturday morning, I got a text from Jeff Barnett, our Newcastle Jockey Club chairman, and a good friend from New York. And he was there with Wall Power, and they just won the big group race with a horse called Red Cardinal, the equal Melbourne Cup favourite for Australian bloodstock. And Jeff and Wall went over to watch the horse win. And Andres Waller's got him. He's going in August to run in a race, group race in France, and he's coming to Melbourne for the Herbert Power and then the Melbourne Cup. Well, he's equal favourite at $15 for the Melbourne Cup, but Wall's had a lot of smart horses, and he's a part owner of this horse. This horse went good first up at Newcastle. Paris, for me, come down the outside and knocked him out. He runs second on the good track there. He's going to beat four lengths at Scone, three wide, no cover one day on a heavy track behind Leilu in a good race. He'll be on the speed all the way. I think he'll win. Number five for second on day, Passerich. Run was a ripper there the other day. Trained by the, I'll say, 80-year-old. I know he's a bit older than that, Stan. I won't give his age away altogether, but he's in the early 80s. A terrific bloke, Stan. I'd love to see it win for him. This horse won on a heavy track at Nowra. I don't think Stan had it then, back in April. But he give it its first start from the other day at Cessnock, and it ran a bottler. The ducks on it. Ducks love wet tracks. And he's riding it, and I think it's got a big hope to beat Yarra Power, but I like the other one. One Christmas cheer. It's a bit early yet, but they do have Christmas in July.
Yeah, too right.
And number six, Buddy Honest, 2, 5, 1, and 6.
All right. The final event race, 7 today. This is the Benchmark 59. But our one flies away, 2 Snappy One, 6 Moschia Lucy, 7 Corey, and 9 Armageddon on it. Now, 3 Celtic Trail is $2.50. Number 8, Queen of Oz, $4.40. 10 Diama, $5. 5 Tilbury Lodge, $6.50. 4 Claiborne King, $7. And 11 The Cavalry, $10.
Want to have a pick?
Yeah. Pick one out. Just
well,
have a crack.
Took me half an hour and I still never come up with one. There's only a handful of runners.
Yeah, get the pin out. Go on.
Yeah, mate, I settled on Queen of Oz after a lot of deliberation. She's won 2 races on a heavy track, number 8. She's run 2nd in one start here at Cessnock. She's only had 2 runs. Her best run for a while was at Taree the other day when she got beat 2 lengths by Drummed Out. Gibbo's riding her, and the small field will suit. And Les Tilley, terrific trainer there at Wyong. He trains her. I've got her on top. The former Victorian, it'll run a big race, number 3, Celtic Trail, Jason Dima, Chad Lever. Jason's had it for 4 runs. Won a race at Sale in November. And then Jason had it at Taree, its next run, when it was just beaten on a good 3. And the other day at Taree in a good 4, it got beat 2 lengths. It's a favourite. I think it's a danger. That's where we're running into trouble, finding the next 2 in order. number 5, Tilbury Lodge. Form don't look flash, but has run a couple of good races on heavy. And the other one is number 10, Dayama, to Steve Hodge. So the numbers there, mate, are 8, 3, 5 and 10.
All right. What's your best today, Gary?
Survey's Legacy. You have to take $2, $1.95. But I think it'll win race 5, number 3.
Better than bank interest, mate?
Yeah. I think today's the day. I hope so. She's tried her heart out in every start. Quaddy, 5, 6 and 3 in the first leg. Stand out the 3, that's her. Survey's Legacy in race 5. Race 6, 2, 5, 1. Race 7, 8 and 3.
All right, mate, have a good day there. We'll hear you with the late mail throughout the day.
Yeah, mate, yeah, as I said, there's a few clouds building up, but hopefully everything will be okay.
Yeah, all right, good on you, Gary. Talk to you later on.
Mate.
Gary Harvey there at Cessnock tonight.